This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf. So much to get into. What a week, people. What a week in the sports world. Can you believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers basically got rid of Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and are just moving on? Unbelievable. Odell Beckham goes to the Cleveland Browns? Are you kidding me? What a week in the NFL, man. Unbelievable stuff going on in the NFL right now. And then obviously, what is happening in college basketball? We've got the conference tournaments, people. And believe me, this is just about ready to get unbelievable. As we know, it's March Madness time. So the conference tournaments are coming and going throughout the weekend. And then, bam, we have Selection Sunday. And boom! It's off to March Madness. So, holy cow, people, get ready to buckle up. Get ready to be ready for the unthinkable. And you know what happens during this time, man. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. And that's why it's called March Madness, everybody. Unbelievable stuff. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that's still going on. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But, oh, my gosh, man, oh, man, can you think of a better week in the sports world in a long, long time? Think about everything that happened in the NFL. Think about what's going on in college basketball. Think about Major League Baseball, which is literally right around the corner, and bam, we've got March Madness coming in next week real hot. Unbelievable stuff, people. I'm Andy Dorf. I'm just getting loose. I'm getting warmed up. On the other side, I'm going to talk to my professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, and I'll be right back.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that's still going on. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. You know, at this time, each and every week, we hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Feeling a lot better. I'm starting to come around a little bit, and glad that you and Mike could obviously help me out last week for the most part, and I did jump in a little bit, but it was a definite struggle. So glad to be back in the saddle a little bit more, and glad to be talking to you, obviously, John. And, you know, let's start with the NHL because it seems like a trend, at least the last couple of years, with what's going on here in Arizona. They seem to make a late season push. Last year, they fell just a little bit short. This year, however, maybe it turns out a little bit different. They are clinging to that eighth and final spot in the Western Conference, if I'm not mistaken, at this point in time. And it seems like things are going pretty well for the Arizona Coyotes right now. They did lose last night. I understand that. But they're in that last spot. And what can you say about this effort from the Arizona Coyotes this season, John?
Well, quite frankly, given the injury issues that they've had, and some of those issues serious and for fairly lengthy periods of the season, I think it's an outstanding story, quite frankly, especially when you look at the teams that they're competing with. And you mentioned that they're hanging on to that second wild card spot, and that's entirely correct. Dallas has 79 points. The Coyotes have 78, although they have played one more game, so that's a bit of a disadvantage. But that whole race for those wild card spots is pretty tight because you go down even as far as Edmonton, which is number 6 in the wild card race. They're at 71 points, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that they could even get back in that race. And I looked at the remaining games for all of those teams this morning and sort of focused on the teams that were playing each other. And if you look at those six teams, which are Dallas, the Coyotes, Minnesota, Chicago, Colorado, and Edmonton, there's one name that keeps popping up in that list, and that's the Colorado Avalanche. And they've got about six games against those teams in that little wild card race there. So effectively, this is Colorado's to win or to lose. They can sweep all of those games, and they can get themselves right back in this on a very solid basis, or they can fritter it away by losing some of those games. But there's some very good matchups over the course of the next 10 or 11 games remaining in the regular season for all of those teams. So it's going to, I don't mean to be punny about this, but it's a dogfight that the Coyotes are involved in here, and they're going to have to continue to play well. But as you're saying, 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. They lost in overtime yesterday, but that's a little bit of an advantage for them because it's not every sport where you can lose and still pick up a point. So they're hanging in there. I've said this many times. I have a great deal of respect for Rick Tocchet, the head coach. I think he was a great hire. I think he was the right man in the right place at the right time for the right team. And I think it's just a great success story. And let's hope that it continues.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool to have some playoff hockey here in the desert once again, and it's been quite a while, so it'd be pretty nice for that, and just another unbelievable, effort from this Arizona Coyote team that was, well, you know, they were out of it, and all of a sudden, boom, they're in the hunt for that last wild card spot like we're talking about. Hey, let's switch gears, and let's go to the Eastern Conference and those Tampa Bay Lightning, man. It's just unreal. I am beyond impressed with the clip at the way that they're winning things, up to 114 points. I know we talked about the potential of them being able to break the all-time record, something like 134 total points. It's probably not going to happen, but what's your guess? 126 points, something like that?
I'm guessing 129.
Okay.
I guess I'm saying that for a couple of reasons. They have such a big lead, both in their division, their conference, and overall, that they can pretty much say that the President's Trophy is theirs at this point. I think if they went 0-11, they might get some challenges, but it would be awfully tough. They're 14 points ahead of their closest rival. 19 points ahead of their closest rival, the Boston Bruins, at 95 points, which, ironically, are in their own division. And Calgary also has 95 points, but let's be realistic. I don't think they're going to be caught. If I'm Tampa and I'm management or the coaching staff there, I'm going to be looking at a couple of things. I'm going to be doing the obvious two things, and that is maintaining the momentum that we already have as a team so that we go into the playoffs on a roll. But the other thing that I'm going to try and do is get some of my key players a rest. And you start resting players, and maybe at some point in time they may lose the odd game that you wouldn't expect them to lose on paper. It's hard to believe that they won't take that opportunity to rest players and get them fresh for a two-month grind in the playoffs where you're playing every night, every second night for 2 months. I have to think they're going to rest some of those guys, but at the end of the day, this is clearly one of the best teams that we've seen in a long time. I think they'd have to go pretty close to perfect to match the 76-77 Montreal Canadiens record in terms of points. So I don't think they're going to do that, A, because the law of averages will catch up with them, and B, to the point that I made a few seconds ago, that they're going to be resting some of their star players. So are they going to beat the record? No, I don't think they are. But they're going to certainly get very, very close to it. And in terms of the regular season, this may be the best team we've seen since the Red Wings of the 2003-04 era when they were winning Stanley Cups with Scotty Bowman.
That's interesting. And, you know, look, it's a tough thing to be able to manage the way that you go down the stretch when you have a lead like they have. You don't want guys to get too tired. You don't want guys to get complacent. You don't want guys to not be ready for the moment. So it's a tough balancing act for how to go about that and knowing the right amount of time to play guys, knowing the right amount of time to sit guys. So that can become kind of interesting. With all that being said, who do you think poses the biggest threat to the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Are we talking Eastern Conference or Stanley Cup overall?
Let's just start with the Eastern Conference because they got to get through their own first, right?
Well, I hate to say this, and it pains me to say it as a Toronto Maple Leaf fan and a resident of the city of Toronto, but if I was Tampa, the team that would scare me the most would be the Boston Bruins. And maybe, to some extent, the Pittsburgh Penguins, because you never know when the Penguins are going to get healthy and their stars are all going to play well and all of a sudden they're going to look like the best team in the league. But I think Boston would probably concern me more than anybody because they've got talent, they've got depth, and they've got a good defensive mentality. And we haven't seen any team really tie Tampa Bay up in terms of defense this year. So,
well, what about?
I got to say that they'd be the toughest. If I was Tampa, they'd be the team I'd be afraid of.
What about Washington, who seems to be putting things together here late in the season? They're now on top of the Metropolitan, and obviously they're the Stanley Cup champions. So do they have a legitimate shot to repeat?
Yes, they do. What would concern me about Washington, Andy, is they've been so streaky this season. And if this streak, I think it's 8-2 right now in their last 10 games, if this streak continues, they may well find themselves in that spot. But they've got to look behind them because the New York Islanders are right behind them. They're 2 points behind the Capitals, and the Islanders have a game in hand. So as much as catching the Tampa Bay Lightning and looking forward to the playoffs, Washington has to make sure they win that division, and that's going to mean playing their best players. They're not going to have the opportunity to rest some of their best players the way that Tampa Bay are. Washington's going to have to play all of their better players all of the time and until something happens that maybe the Islanders fall apart or the Capitals get a 10 or 12-point lead, which at this point in the season doesn't look like it's going to happen. I can see that race going right down to the end. And ironically, the Islanders and the Capitals play in the final game of the season on April the 6th. So that's how far it may go down. If it gets to that point, Washington are going to have a lot of tired players. Then you start this every other day grind for 2 months. I don't think that's going to help the Capitals. But if you're asking me, looking at the teams on paper, do they have a chance? Yes, they certainly do. But I think the situations that each team finds themselves in is going to be a big factor there.
No, and that's an interesting way to look at it. And, you know, it's very interesting in general with how matchups play themselves out throughout the playoffs. But this is going to be a grind. We all know that. And, you know, they've got to figure out ways to make it so that everybody is comfortable and ready to go for the playoffs. We got to take a quick short pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball on the other side. So keep it close to everybody. John Poulter alongside me, Andy Dorf. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf. He is John Poulter, hanging out with me for the next 10, 15 minutes or so. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for John. I believe it's 12 John Poulter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. John, I mean, spring is in the air. We all know that, obviously. March Madness is among us, and so that also means that spring training and baseball is going on right here in the Valley of the Sun and Florida as well, and it just always seems to kind of fly by, to be honest with you. But just give me your thoughts about spring training real quick.
Well, it does fly by. I know the season starts earlier now than it ever has, but all of a sudden we're 10 days away from the opening game, which I believe is March 28th, and all of the teams have played 16, 17, 18 games, and it's kind of interesting to look at the standings, and I've always said that spring training standings tell you something, but they're also a little bit misleading, because sometimes you see the better teams at the top because the quality is there. Other times you see the teams that you don't expect to do so well at the top because they're playing young guys who got a chance to make the team, and they're playing against teams that perhaps are a little bit complacent. You know, I look at the Florida standings, and two teams that I expect to be very much in the thick of things this year, the Cardinals and the Red Sox, they're sitting at the bottom of the Grapefruit League standings at 8-12 for the Cardinals and 7-13 for the Red Sox. And you go over to the Cactus League, and it's just the other way around. The Cubs and the Dodgers, two teams that you expect to be in contention, they're at the top. So spring training has a lot of interesting characteristics. You never know what lineup you're going to see. You never know whether a team is going to play its best players, whether a player is working on something. It's interesting baseball. It's basically a chance to get in shape, and I think that's what makes it so much fun to watch.
Yeah, and speaking of interesting, the team you didn't mention there that's among the top in the Cactus League, the San Diego Padres, who obviously made that big move to get Manny Machado with them. So, look, we'll see if that winds up being one of those moves that really helps them. And I agree with you 100%. Don't read too much into preseason. It really doesn't mean that much. There's a lot of guys that are playing right now that won't even be on these rosters. It's real similar to summer league basketball for the NBA or any other league that is going through their warm-up session of getting guys ready to go out there and perform on the field or in the arena, whichever sport they're playing. But in general, I agree with you 100%. I think that these early season or preseason records can mean very little, but they can also, a team that is kind of on the brink of something, I think it can mean something for them, John.
Exactly, and I think the Minnesota Twins might be the best example of that, Andy. That's a team that's been a reasonable team in a fairly weak division, other than the Cleveland Indians. That American League Central has not been the strongest division for the last couple of years. But all of a sudden, you look at the Twins, second place in the Grapefruit League at 12-9, behind only the New York Yankees, and that's on percentage points because the Yankees are 11-6, 647 versus 571. So technically, they've got a one-game lead. But the Twins, to me, are a team that looks like they're on the cusp of doing something good. But again, spring training is a little bit of a crapshoot because most teams go to spring training with three, maybe four positions open. The rest are pretty much all locked up before they even throw the first pitch in spring training. So you've got a lot of young guys, maybe 10 or 15 guys playing for four or five spots. Those are the guys that are going to play. And to your point, a lot of those guys are not going to be on the major league roster once we get going late March, early April. So very much a crapshoot, but I think that's what makes spring training baseball a lot of fun to watch.
That is the voice of John Poulter, who joins me each and every week around 12 after 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we go till about 8:40 or so each and every Sunday morning for you here. And it's always live from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hey, John, let's get into some of the things that are going on in Major League Baseball, and that's new rules. So some of the new rules, what do we really need to know about, like things like the trade deadline, roster size, and minimum pitcher workloads over the next two seasons? So explain a little bit of what that means to people.
Well, it's a bunch of fairly significant changes in my view, Andy. And quite frankly, I think 99.9% of them are positive changes. They've all been agreed upon by the Players Association and Major League Baseball. So they're not really enforced rules. They're negotiated rule changes, which I think is important, knowing how strong the MLBPA is. And the rules are, the change rules are going to come into effect over 2 years. Some of them are going to be effective in 2019, and most of the ones that are coming into effect in 2019 are sort of minor and somewhat insignificant, with one exception, and that is that the trade deadline, we've always had two trade deadlines in baseball. July the 31st, which was an open trade deadline, meaning that any player whose contract did not limit him to not being moved could be traded, sold, or whatever by any team to any other team without any interference. Between August 1st and August 31st, there was what was called a waiver trade deadline, which meant that before a player could be traded by his existing team, he had to have passed through waivers and waived by all of the other teams in Major League Baseball. That deadline is disappearing. There will now be one hard deadline on July the 31st, much the same as the National Hockey League has a hard deadline somewhere around the end of February. What it will force teams to do is determine much earlier whether they're buyers or sellers. It won't allow them to be sitting on the fence on July the 31st, see how they're going the first 10 days of August, and then make a decision. I think it's a good move. One thing it will eliminate is it will eliminate a couple of situations that we've seen in the past where somebody has a chance to pick up a good player for the balance of the season, Justin Verlander being the one that immediately comes to mind. He was very close to not making it to the August 31st trade deadline a couple of years ago. We won't see those kinds of deals, but what I think it will allow us to see is a much more fair pennant race in August and September. So that's the big change this year that we're going to notice. The other changes are, in my opinion, somewhat minor. The breaks between innings will reduce from 2 minutes and 5 seconds to 2 minutes even in local games, and from 2:25 to 2 minutes even in national games. I see that as a positive step, but not one that we will notice that much. It might knock 2 or 3 minutes off a game. The big change in terms of on the field this year will be the All-Star game. The actual game itself, if it's tied after 9 innings, any extra innings will start with a runner on second base. It's very gimmicky, but for an All-Star game, it probably fits. I just hope it's not a prelude to what we may see in a regular season game 5 or 6 years down the road.
Yeah, that's interesting.
If we go to 2020, that's when, to me, the bigger decisions are being made, and I guess they've left it to 2020 so that they have a year to think about how they're going to structure it. But the active roster size will change. It will change from 25 to 26, and the 40-man roster that we've always seen in September will be eliminated from September the 1st, 2020, through the end of the regular season. All clubs must carry 28 players. So this causes teams to be more selective about the 2 or 3 guys they call up from the minor leagues as a reward for their minor league season. But it will also shorten games because you won't have this stupidity of 18 or 19 guys in the bullpen and a manager trotting out to make a pitching change every batter. And the other significant move will be that once a pitcher comes into the game, he's going to have to either finish the half inning or pitch to a minimum of 3 batters. So that's going to be a big change in my mind. And one I did forget about 2019 is that mound visits are reduced from 6 per team to 5 per team. So lots of changes, all positive in my view.
All right. So obviously the changes a lot have to do with play, speed of the game. I've never been somebody that really cares about how long a game is. I guess I don't understand people and the way that people think. You know, they want to go to a game, but they want to be in a hurry. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. So how do you feel about pace of play? What does it mean to you? Are you one of those guys that gets impatient? Do you really want the game to move along? See, I kind of like the intricacies of baseball where you have the guys going out there. You have them pitching to one batter. There's something to that stuff. And I think if you take a lot of that out and you're so worried about the pace of play, it's more about appealing to the fan than appealing to the game itself.
Yeah, I can see your point. I do like to see the game move along, but I don't want to see it spoiled by the attempts to move it along.
Yeah.
One thing that absolutely detests me is this issue of batters continually stepping out of the batter's box. You know, and we go back to the days of Mike Hargrove when he was with the Indians, and he became the human rain delay because between every pitch he would step out of the batter's box, he would put his bat between his legs, he'd take his gloves off, he'd restrap them.
Yeah.
Dustin Pedroia is sort of doing the same kind of thing now. David Ortiz used to do it when he was still playing. I'd like to see that kind of thing eliminated, but I do like to see the game move along. But, you know, let's not get too concerned about it. It is a bit of a chess game, so we have to go with the flow, I guess.
Yeah, speaking of going with the flow, we got to get the heck out of Dodge. John, as always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, Andy. Great to have you back, and we'll chat next week.
Glad to be back, believe me. It's always fun talking with you and Mike about sports. So that was John Poulter, my professor of sports, people. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to rap about the sports world. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is still kind of going on. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, I want to get into some of what we're seeing on the basketball floor in the college ranks. And if you don't know how fun it is to play college sports, I think Zion Williamson is showing everybody. And, you know, the talk about him taking time off and not coming back and sitting out the rest of the season, all that stuff was a bunch of BS. I'm sorry, man, but that is a bunch of nonsense. You got people, you got analysts talking crazy. That's a kid. That's a kid that wants to go out there and play. That's a kid that wants to go out there and show his talents, showcase what he can do to the world. And the most refreshing thing that I've seen from the whole week of all the conference tournaments, of all the action that we've seen on the floor, was when he was interviewed the other day by the gal after the game. And he says, you know, all those people that were talking about me not coming back, that's just stupid. I love this game. I love my team. And more importantly, I want to win a national championship. You know, there's something that's pretty cool about that. When you hear all the noise, all the outside disturbance from everybody out there telling you what you should do, it's good to see a kid stand up and do what he wants to do. And by the way, he is one hell of a basketball player. I mean, I have been very impressed with what he has done throughout the whole tournament. Something like 81 points, had the first night where he was just unstoppable, didn't miss a shot in his return. 30 rebounds to go along with it. He's playing like a man among boys, let's be honest. And if you don't think that with him on the floor, Duke is a much different team, you're insane. You're absolutely insane. His skill set is unbelievable. It really is. I'm excited to see that kid get to the next level. Tennessee, let's talk about them for a quick moment. Man, oh man, you want to talk about a team that really gutted one out? I mean, Kentucky was playing really well. Kentucky was dominating the game. But all of a sudden, the last couple minutes of that game, the Schofields, the Williams of the junior and senior-led Tennessee basketball team really showed up, really stepped up in that moment. Something that is a little bit more difficult for that one-and-done guy. I know that they've got all the talent in the world, don't get me wrong, but they haven't been there doing that for 2 or 3 years either. So there's something to be said for the way that Tennessee and Rick Barnes has done the job there. Michigan State, let's talk about them a little bit. The thing that I question about all these Big Ten teams in general, can they score enough points? We know they play great defense. We know that. Michigan State, one of the better defensive teams. Michigan, one of the better defensive teams and throughout the whole country. And Michigan, I feel, has the ability to really go on droughts at times. Michigan State will be going on later on today. And if I remember correctly, the last time these two teams met, Michigan State was able to go on a 20-2 run sometime throughout that second half. That can't happen, obviously. So you have to be able to score the basketball. And that's my concern about teams from the Big Ten. Not concerned about scoring the basketball for a team like Duke or Tennessee or Kentucky for that matter. They've got guys that can load it up. They can fill it up. Let's talk a little bit about the Big 12. Kansas, pretty strong showing, to be honest with you. They lost in the final. Nothing to hold their head down about. Their season hasn't been all that great. Iowa State, that's a shock. That's a little bit of a shocker. That's your first shocker of things that kind of happen in the major conferences. But Iowa State making it to the dance, winning that pack, the Big 12 tournament. Good solid win for them. Buffalo, by the way, I don't know if you've watched these smaller schools a little bit in the MAC tournament. Buffalo can light it up, man. They got a bunch of guys that can shoot the rock. They put up 87 points, and believe me, man, it looked easy to me. It looked really easy. This Auburn team is starting to grow on me. The way that Bruce Pearl gets his kids motivated, it's really cool. I happen to know Bruce. Great guy. Great motivator. Great recruiter. Really good coach. And how cool is this? Auburn gets to play Tennessee for the SEC championship. If you don't remember, Bruce Pearl used to coach at Tennessee. The sports world is so crazy in that respect. When you think about how rewarding it can be. And what I mean by that is you have the ability to go and coach against the team that your former team that you used to coach. And, you know, he had a pretty good run there at Tennessee as well. So if Auburn can beat Tennessee, that's bittersweet to a guy like Bruce Pearl. But in order for Auburn to get that victory when they play against him on Sunday, later on today, they're going to be there. They will absolutely have to be making their three-pointers. Auburn has a good tendency of being able to get streaky and making some of those shots. So we'll see if that happens. Well, what can we say about this Villanova team, man, from the Big East? All they do is they win over and over. They get to that Big East championship game. They won the national title. They started the year out really, really poor. I don't know if you remember, but they were not a good basketball team to start the season. And all of a sudden, Villanova has figured out a way to get back to those winning ways. And they are now a team that, not necessarily a team that you put in there to win the national title, but you know what? You never know, man. You get hot, and it could be your week. It could be your month. We'll see what happens. Let's keep it rolling. Pac-12 tournament. Oregon. What can we say about that team? Which, by the way, in a little while, hour number two, my partner, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, who was at the Pac-12 Conference of Championship deal. He was out there. He checked it all. He took it all in. So we're going to get a little bit of a inside look from him. But Oregon was impressive. Peyton Pritchard was impressive. Just an unbelievable Dana Altman, man. I mean, that guy does a great job of coaching. I'm sorry, but he is a phenomenal coach. He really is. That team had so much talent to start the year, had a major injury. They kind of lost their mojo. They're winning eight straight now. They're going into March Madness in the right way, if you ask me. Is Oregon a dangerous team? Probably not. But could they win a round or two? Absolutely. Absolutely. They're really athletic. They're really long. And if you haven't been noticing, which I'm sure you have, because if you're a sports fan, you've been in the know on this. The game has changed so much. It's outside to in now. It's not inside to out. And if you've got guys that can hit three balls and get hot, you've got a good shot. And Oregon was incredibly impressive. Incredibly impressive. Holding Washington to 48 points. It's just, this is the Pac-12. It's supposed to be up and down. It's supposed to be run and gun. Oregon played a lot of defense. Long, athletic, tough to get passes by them, get in the passing lanes. I think Oregon is an interesting team coming into March Madness. What does that mean for the Pac-12? Does that mean that ASU or Washington doesn't make the tournament? Does the Pac-12 somehow get three teams in? I don't know how they do, but I would think that if Oregon's in you've got to take Arizona State out. I don't know. But again, that'll all be decided in a few hours. I don't know if you happen to check out the CSU Fullerton and UC Irvine game, but Irvine, unbelievable performances from people. And they just went out there and they were so free, so loose, so relaxed. And I want to keep it local for a quick second here. I do come from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, and Grand Canyon. I feel bad for Dan Marley. I feel really bad for Dan Marley. You know why? Not because he doesn't have a good team, and not because he hasn't done a fantastic job with Grand Canyon State University. He's done a tremendous job. I feel bad because each and every year he has to go up against New Mexico State, who has better talent, better players, and they wind up winning the conference year in and year out because they get the best players. And this traveling queen kid, oh my gosh, dude was hitting shots from all over the place. It was just an unbelievable offensive performance from New Mexico State, throwing up 89 points. Grand Canyon throws up 57. And just another disappointing finish to what was a great season for Grand Canyon. Like, seriously, another great season for these guys. But they just can't get over that hump that is New Mexico State. So, just some interesting things. Some other teams that are getting in are the Montanas of the world. They beat Eastern Washington to get to the Big Sky, get through the Big Sky. So they're in the tournament. You got Prairie View A&M, who will be in the tournament now. They beat Texas Southern. That's from the SWAC. So, again, I'm mentioning a lot of teams that you're probably not even familiar with, probably teams that you don't even know about. Utah State, they win the Mountain West. So, they're in. San Diego State probably not going to make it. And if you remember, San Diego State has had a couple of decent runs. Steve Fisher has done a pretty good job with those guys after he's left Michigan. Yale will be in there. We'll see. They won the semifinals, so we'll see if they wind up getting in there. Davidson goes down to St. Louis, so Davidson had their run with Steph Curry back in the day. Not going to happen for them this year, most likely. But it's March Madness, people. It is literally unbelievable what can happen on those floors. And the only thing you're guaranteed, which I think is really cool about March Madness, it's not like the NBA or Major League Baseball or NHL hockey where you have 4 out of 7 series. You got 40 minutes, people. You got 40 minutes to go out there and dominate. And speaking of that, the team that I think has a lot to prove, two teams. Virginia, who went down in their tournament, Gonzaga, who went down in their tournament. Those are two teams that people have a lot of high hopes for. People think that they're going to wind up making some serious noise. Well, you know what? The vulnerability of Virginia seems to still be there. I don't know if they have enough guys that can score enough points. I know they can defend really well. Gonzaga, it's again, man, it's like do they really believe that they should be where they're at? I mean, it's just incredible. It's amazing. So get ready. Get buckled up. We got about, I don't know, a few hours before you know who's actually in and who's out. But you know what? March Madness is coming in hot. And so is the break that's coming in hot, too. I got to take a quick pause for the cause, everybody. I'll be right back. It's Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Come on.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hour number one, kind of flying by like they always do when I'm talking sports, to be quite honest with you. Hour number two is definitely on the horizon. I will be joined by my tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson, who was in Las Vegas checking out the Pac-12 tournament. So we'll get his inside perspective on what he saw there from Oregon, from Washington, from Arizona State. And we'll just get the kind of the full gamut of what he took in there from the Pac-12 tournament, which, by the way, if you don't check it out, it's on pretty late. You get the privilege or the real pleasure of checking out Dave Pasch and Bill Walton call games. And if you don't know comedy, this is comedy. This is absolute comedy. Listening to Dave Pasch deal with Bill Walton throughout a basketball game is pure comedy to me. And the way that he does it is it's special. It really is special. They have a good chemistry. You may not like Bill Walton. You may not think that he does a good job. But at the end of the day, you know what? He played for UCLA. He loves the Conference of Champions. He loves the game of basketball. And the truth is he makes it a lot of fun. Whether or not you enjoy it, he makes it a lot of fun. So I encourage you. I actually encourage you. Check out Dave Pasch when he's doing a game with Bill Walton, because it's absolutely entertaining. And that's what life is all about, being entertained. Speaking of that, that's what I'm going to do for you for the next couple minutes. Like I said, hour number two is on the horizon. I will be joined by Mike Wilson. We'll get into the Pac-12 tournament. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about the potential of what could happen with those teams. We'll talk a little bit about March Madness. We'll get the skinny from him. But in general, I think that what has happened in the NFL over this last week with Antonio Brown being shipped out to the Raiders, with Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets, with Odell Beckham going to the Cleveland Browns. It's going to be an interesting NFL season, people. And you know what? They make noise all the time, which is really cool. It doesn't have to be going on. It's the off season, and they're making all kinds of noise. I know I hear the music behind me. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back. And again, hour number two, all about talking sports with you at 1-800-878-7529. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back, everybody.
Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The death toll in the New Zealand mosque shootings is at 50 after police say they found another body at one of the mosques. Muslim community leader Aliyah Denzison responds to whether or not she's fearful of living there after the shootings.
I'm not afraid of New Zealand. I'm afraid of hate mongers who are in other places who are bringing that hate here.
The suspect, a 28-year-old white supremacist, was charged with murder on Saturday. Add another name to the long list of Democrats running for president in 2020. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand released a video today formally announcing her candidacy.
Our anthem calls America the home of the brave. But we don't realize that the lyrics first pose it as a question.
The New York Democrat launched an exploratory campaign back in January, announcing it on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and has spent the past 2 months traveling to key states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Satellite imagery shows construction activity at a North Korean missile site. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says diplomacy remains the priority.
The discussions can and should continue. I can foresee the president and the chairman sitting down at some point in the future. But if they were to begin testing again, that would be seen as a truly disappointing turn of events.
Murder charges are pending against a 24-year-old man suspected in the shooting death of reputed Gambino family boss Francesco Cali. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says Anthony Camillo is suspected of the murder in front of Cali's Staten Island home.
At this point, our investigation will turn to, was there other parties involved in this, gathering future and additional evidence, and working on the motive for the particular crime.
Cali was shot to death by a gunman who may have crashed his truck into Cali's car to lure him outside. Shea says the motive for the killing is unknown. You've seen those t-shirt guns used at sporting events to launch them into the crowds? Well, an Oklahoma woman used one of those guns to launch drugs, cell phones, and other contraband over a prison fence. She's now behind bars. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At a Northern Virginia County Board meeting Saturday, the protesters repeatedly shouted shame as the county board unanimously approved a $23 million incentives package for Amazon to build a new headquarters there. News outlets report the Arlington County Board's 5-0 vote came after hours of heated public testimony Saturday. Supporters said Amazon's plan to build a massive facility in Crystal City will lead to tens of thousands of good jobs. Opponents, however, said the tech giant does not deserve public subsidies. A runner-up for the 2016 Republican nomination for president has violated a campaign finance statute. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
The Federal Election Commission has fined Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
he was fined $35,000 for not properly reporting the source of close to $1 million. These loans were taken out from several different big banks during his run for the Senate in the year 2012. After the New York Times report during Cruz's run for the presidency in 2016, many different complaints surfaced.
Former Vice President Joe Biden hasn't yet officially announced whether he'll run for president in 2020, but in an address at the First State Democratic Dinner in Dover, Delaware, Saturday night, a slip of the tongue may have revealed what he's really thinking.
I know I get criticized. I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United, anybody who would run.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to people who are listening to me all over the world on Sirius XM Channel 211. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into. Holy cow, hour number one in the books. This is hour number two. We've got all kinds of NCAA basketball to talk about. March Madness literally on the brink. It's right around the corner. We've got those conference tournaments going on. Pretty much most of them are done. Some are finishing up today. And then obviously Major League Baseball literally right around the corner now. What are we, 10 days away from opening day? Unbelievable to think about that. Spring training has come and gone. It's like literally here and gone before you know it. The NHL hockey playoff battles are starting to heat up a little bit. And looking at it, it's pretty interesting. My Arizona Coyotes have somehow figured out a way to get themselves into that final wild card spot. They're clinging onto it right now in the West. So you got to like that. NBA basketball, I haven't even mentioned that. Holy cow, man. My Milwaukee Bucks just continue to rip up the league, tearing it up. 50-plus wins, the first team to get there. Playing incredible basketball, all about Giannis there, obviously. And then, oh my gosh, people, so much to talk about. Seriously, the NFL with Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham and all the noise that's going on there. You can't make this stuff up is what I'm really trying to say. So I got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, I'm going to hook up with my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, who is live in Las Vegas checking out the Pac-12 tourney himself. So I'll be right back with him. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Yeah.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Lot to get into. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But like I told you, as advertised, we're going to hook up with my tag team partner in crime, none other than my good friend Mike Wilson, who is on his way back, if I'm not mistaken, from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where he checked out the Pac-12 tourney, Conference of Champions. Mike Wilson, welcome to the program, my friend. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, Dorf, man? Let's talk some college basketball. Let's talk some Oregon. Let's talk some Duke. Let's talk here. Let's go.
So, obviously, you're on your way back. I can tell you must be driving in the ultimate driving machine right now. And let me ask you this, man. What did you see from Oregon that makes you think that they could potentially be a team that winds up making a little bit of noise in March Madness?
Well, coming into the Pac-12 tourney, Oregon was one of those teams that I just kind of kept my eye on because Oregon has long, athletic guys that can get up, they can block shots, they can get up off on the break, and they're led by a very good point guard in Peyton Pritchard, who is very good at distributing the ball, getting guys in the right spots, putting a lot of pressure on the D. And then when you throw Pritchard in the type of players, the other type of players the Ducks have, they can cause some matchup problems. Because they can defend just about everybody. And last night against Washington, Washington also has some long, athletic guys. And the Ducks matched up well. And they played harder. They played better defense. They were slotting shots. And the one thing last night, I'll just add this real quick about Washington, they just couldn't hit shots. I mean, they were so bad from the outside that I was surprised they kept shooting from the outside. They were 18%, 17% from three, from three-point land. They were about 33, 34% overall. So the Ducks put the hurt on the Huskies last night, and the Ducks deserve, you know, that Pac-12 automatic bid right there.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I believe a sixth seed has won the Pac-12 tournament three times in the history. Whenever a six seed gets to that final game, they win that final game. So being a six seed in the Pac-12 doesn't necessarily mean you're that far from being as good as the number one seed in the Pac-12. Does that mean that ASU doesn't make the tournament, or Washington doesn't make the tournament, or do you think that the Pac-12 now somehow gets three teams in?
Well, Washington certainly gets in. I don't think, you know, regardless if they had won, obviously they got in automatically. But two, I think they have the resume. I think they have the record to certainly get into the tournament. ASU, the thought is that if the Ducks won, then ASU probably gets in based on, you know, they beat some pretty good teams. They had a pretty good record. But, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. They have some crazy losses. Like, you know, losing to Princeton, Washington State, those kind of teams is certainly going to help. So I think it's going to be a wait and see process with ASU. But, you know, post game, after the ASU loss against Oregon on Friday night, you know, Bobby Hurley was doing what a coach does this time of year. If they're on the bubble, he's making the case. He was trying to sell his team to the committee in the post game press conference. So we'll see. I think if I had to play some, you know, lay a couple quarters down on ASU making it, I think they get in. I think they are one of the last four in, and they probably have to play in one of those plays. I don't know what they call now, play-in games or first four contests, but I do think ASU gets in by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, those are the write-in games is what they call them now. And, you know, if they do get in, look, three teams from the Pac-12 this year I think is kind of crazy. But, hey, more power to them if that does happen. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these other teams, like the Tennessees of the world, who, in my humble opinion, man, they stole that game from Kentucky on Saturday. Really impressive the way that they played down the stretch. Williams, Schofield, those guys were just tough. And, you know, I mentioned it throughout the program today. I kind of have a nice respect for what Rick Barnes has been able to do there in Tennessee, because he's got guys that are 3- and 4-year players, which we don't see very often in college basketball anymore. Talk a little bit about Tennessee and Auburn, which is the matchup in the SEC final. And Auburn, by the way, Bruce Pearl getting an opportunity to play against an old team that he used to coach. This could be a really bittersweet day for Auburn and Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, it could be a real bittersweet day, but let's face it. I mean, you get this far, you've earned the right to compete for the SEC title. I mean, you know me, Dorf. I mean, with Tennessee, I've been on the Tennessee wagon, train, whatever you want to call it, for a long time. And they played Kentucky team like Tennessee has those veteran guys that don't freak out in tight situations.
Well, we may have lost Mike, so if we get him back, we'll get him back. But I'm just going to piggyback on what he was saying, and I agree with him. I mean, look, the bottom line is that Tennessee does have those guys who have been around for 3 or 4 years, and it does make a difference, man. I'm sorry. It makes a big difference. And when you're an 18-year-old kid and you're going up at this for the first time in your life, if you're not a Zion Williamson-like talent, well, you know what? You may be in a moment where it might be too big for you. But those Tennessee kids, man, they're impressive. And that's one thing I like about Gonzaga, but at the same time, I don't like it about Gonzaga, if that makes any sense to you. And I'll explain that. Gonzaga is a program that we know has been there. They keep getting to the tournament, so that's not the surprise anymore. The surprise to them is once they get to the Final Four, holy cow, we're here. We've got a great chance. We could win this whole thing. And then the reality sets in that you're going up against the Davids and the Goliaths and things along those lines. And I think that that's when it all sinks in for the Gonzagas of the world. Third and four-year veterans in college basketball is a real luxury. Real luxury. 1-800-878-7529, by the way. Those are the digits. That's how you can get at me. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A couple of games. I do want to let you know there are a few games that will be happening later today. And like I did say, I just mentioned Tennessee will be playing Auburn for the SEC championship. That's the final game there. And again, a bittersweet type of ambiance here when you think about it. Bruce Pearl, coach Auburn, used to coach Tennessee, could get a victory over that team. There's just something about sports to me that's really cool when you have those kinds of things happen. Cincinnati playing Houston today. I think that that'll be an interesting game. Cincinnati, we know they like to kind of D it up. Houston, we know that they like to get out and run. And where will they be seated, by the way? Are they a three seed? Is Houston a three seed throughout the country? Maybe. They might be. Michigan, Michigan State. That's your Big Ten matchup. And like I've been saying already throughout the day, there's going to be a ton of defense played in that game. I wouldn't be surprised if the winner scores 50 points in a Big Ten championship type game. But with that being said, once again, I always question whether or not these Big Ten teams can score enough points to make them relevant for March Madness. And Sparty, don't get me wrong, man. Sparty, they can score, they can defend, but like Michigan, they can go on very long droughts without scoring a bucket. Got to be able to score a bucket. Got to have that guy in March Madness that can get you a bucket when you need the bucket. So that to me is going to play a huge factor in what happens in March Madness in the tournament. Got to be able to make buckets. Got to be able to get those key stops. Who's going to do it? We'll find out. And speaking of that, I know I heard the music, so I do have to take another quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. People, get at me. Number is 1-800-878-7529. Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And by the way, I do appreciate you people chiming in with me there because I do have good interactions with you on Twitter. So keep doing that. I love it. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. I believe I've got my tag team partner in crime back with me, Mike Wilson, who, again, I know you're driving, so if you do get cut out, it is what it is, brother. It's not that big of a deal. But welcome back to the program, Mike. And, hey, we were talking, obviously, college basketball, and, you know, I do want to talk to you a little bit about Zion Williamson and his performance throughout the tournament for him. It's been unbelievable. It's been impressive. The way he came back, having that unbelievable night, not missing a field goal. It's just continued throughout the whole tournament. The guy's a man among boys. He can drop dimes like anybody. He can float through the air like people I haven't seen in a long time. He's a definite game changer, man. And I think that it's really refreshing what I've seen from him. When asked about coming back and playing, and, you know, he said, people that said I wasn't going to come back, that they're just stupid. I love this game. I love my team, and I want to win a national title. I think that there's something very refreshing about Zion Williamson, Mike Wilson.
Oh, Zion, you know.
All right, so. Hey Mike, we're having too much trouble. Don't worry about it, man. We'll catch up next week and we'll be able to break things down next week. When you're on the road, dude, it's a little bit tough to catch you, okay? All right. All righty. So we're gonna move on, and I do appreciate Mike trying to make his way on the program, but when you're traveling, it does make things a little bit more difficult. Again, I'm just gonna continue with where I was right there for a moment. Zion Williamson is a real special talent. If you want to talk to me about this or anything else, again, it's 1-800-878-7529. But the way that the energy that he brings, you just see a different Duke team. I'm sorry. It's a different team with this guy on the floor. His impact is more than significant. His impact is – it's big. And what he does out there on the floor for them in so many different ways, whether it's lifting them spiritually, lifting them emotionally, being a guy that can get a bucket when they need a bucket. That's what makes him so special. And that's what could be the difference for the Duke Blue Devils in this March Madness run. And again, I love when a kid puts it to bed about what other people think he should or shouldn't be doing with his life. That to me is the greatest thing about what Zion Williamson did with the whole tournament and the way that he went about his job. I mean, at the end of the day, man, this is his job. He is a basketball player. And he loves the game. You've got to love the fact that the kid loves the game. All right, I'm going to get into some other things that are on my mind. I have a caller. Good deal. Let's jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with my main man, Mitch in Santa Monica. How you doing today, Mitch in Santa Monica?
Andy, I've had Sunday mornings. I've called you. I've called you about great things, greatest things. I've talked to you about not so great things. I've never woken up feeling the feeling I have this Sunday morning. This is not about anything about Green Bay Packer football or Milwaukee Bucks or the Brewers or the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Finals. My Nicolet High School Fighting Knights won the Wisconsin State Championship, Andy. Are you kidding? Nicolet High School won the state championship. I've had wonderful days in my life. I don't know if I had a day like this since the day my son was born. But my high school, the high school known for tennis, known for swimming, won a basketball title in the state of Wisconsin. And can you believe it?
Yeah, I can believe it.
Forget about that New York or L.A. being the capital of basketball. Wisconsin's becoming the basketball capital of the United States. Coach K's rolling the halls in Glendale, Wisconsin, scouting the Johnson brothers. By the way, forget your big baller brand. I'll tell you what the brand is going to be, and that's those Johnson brothers from Nicolet High School.
You know, it was an unbelievable performance. I happened to watch the game. Mitch and I happen to have something in common. We both are alumni of Nicolet High School back there in Glendale, Wisconsin. And it was just an amazing game. You've had some of the top prospects of the next few years going to college in that game. Jalen Johnson was a man among boys. That throwdown was just unbelievable. Kobe Johnson, his younger brother, another unbelievable player. Jamari Sibley, they are absolutely loaded. And if I'm not mistaken, they only lose one kid next year that would played significant minutes. I think they're right back there in that game next year. I think they win back-to-back titles, to be honest with you, Mitch.
I don't see what's stopping them. I mean, they only lost one game this year, and that was, I think, the school from Virginia in some tournament, another nationally ranked team. I mean, Nicolet High School ranked seventh in the country in USA Today. I mean, these guys are insane. The Johnson brothers are only juniors. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you can leave high school early to go to college. You know? I mean, or go to the pros. I mean, you got to finish. You got to be 18 years old. But I got to tell you one thing. Oh, man, the way the state of basketball is in that state, I mean, for, you know, the other tournaments are great, too. But to have those Johnson brothers move from Sun Prairie to Nicolet for whatever reason, how they did it, when they got there, completely changed the complexity of what's going on. They have a wonderful program there. And for those, you know, I know that this very small audience can relate to this, but everyone went to high school. And just remember what it was like going to those games on Friday night and having a blast. And to have your school finally, I mean, never in my wildest dreams would I think Nicolet High School basketball would win a title. And here we are, I understand, on a beautiful day.
No, I understand that. And I was part of those Nicolet tennis teams that just continued to win state year after year, man. So it is kind of good to spread the joy a little bit, spread the winning to a different sport there. Because like you said, it's basically been country club like sports that those Nicolet teams wind up winning and having success at state. This is a brand new thing. And I think you hit on something that is kind of right on the money. Wisconsin is a hotbed for basketball. I'm sorry, but if you look at all the talent right now in Wisconsin high school basketball, it's unbelievable. There's prospects all over the place. And I've been thinking about this, Mitch, because now I live out on the West Coast. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I guess we can call it the West Coast. But anyway, you're really out there on the West Coast in California. And it seems interesting to me. Yeah, we have our fair share of kids that can play basketball. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But more often than not, the sports out here are dominated on the outdoors, whereas in the Midwest, you're dominating those indoor sports like basketball. So it's a little bit different, like swimming, for instance, like you were saying. The winter sports there are a little bit more, it's easier to get to be good when you're doing that. But seeing guys from Wisconsin on the map as far as basketball all over the country, and we're not talking about guys that are low. Jalen happens to be a top three recruit for the 2020 class. I mean, that is a big time kid that you have in your program, and it's really cool to see the balance of power. And it's, to me, I think it makes sense that you have kids that are really good at basketball in the Midwest.
I'm telling you, to watch those kids fly around the court, it wasn't like when Daryl Zall and Skip Kendall were in the backcourt of my 81 team. I mean, you know, I don't see them throwing it down reverse. By the way, did you see his reverse slam yesterday?
Yeah.
That was
insane.
I mean, these guys are doing alley-oops. I mean, it's amazing the athleticism of not just the kids that I'm talking about, but even on the guys from Milwaukee, Washington. These guys can play too. I mean, these guys are ballers. But getting back to the Johnson brothers, I mean, really, it's incredible to see that. And who would have thought in a million years that Nicolet High School wins a championship, the Brewers go to the postseason but lose to the Dodgers in the championship series.
Yep.
The Bucks are on the road to maybe a potential title run, and you have that the Green Bay Packers haven't made the postseason. Who would have thought the Green Bay Packers in that list are the odd man out in terms of what's winning in the state of Wisconsin or around the Milwaukee area? It's just amazing what's going on.
No, it's a great point. I mean, you're right. And, you know, let's hope that the trend starts with the Nicolet Knights and it continues with the Milwaukee Bucks. And let me ask you this real quickly, since we're talking basketball. Milwaukee has a big game against Philadelphia. Philly can not get their way into the playoffs. We know these two teams are playing in the playoffs. But who do you see as the biggest threat for the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference?
Well, to that of the Celtics. You know, Philly or the Celtics, probably.
You don't think Toronto poses a threat?
Toronto, yeah. Honestly, Andy, there's a lot of good top teams right now it's going to boil down to injuries. And right now, the Bucks.
Hey, do me a favor.
Not an injury.
Mitch, do me a favor. Hang tight through the break.
Right.
I'll let you come back and we'll finish your thought. But I do have to take a quick pause for the cause. This is a hard break, so I don't have much room to move around. So let me do that. We'll come back with your thought on everything that's going on in the Eastern Conference, everything else as well. Keep it close, everybody. Get at me. 1-800-878-7529. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, and I'll be right back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that still is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, before the break, Mitch in Santa Monica, you had a thought, and obviously I had to interrupt you, so get back into it, my friend.
Well, I was just saying that I just think that the Bucks losing their starting guard for the next 5 or 6 weeks kind of changes the whole complexity of what the Eastern Conference looks like. And I think you're right. I was, for some reason, remiss to say that probably Toronto's now your odds-on favorite, where the Bucks look like they were probably going to be the one to beat, even though they are, you know, will are hopefully going to be getting them back, you know, in about 5 weeks when Brogdon gets back with his foot injury. So you're probably right. I do think the Raptors are probably right now the shoe on the road to the NBA Finals. Probably is
all right. So let me jump in here real quickly. So what happened with Malcolm Brogdon, the president, by the way, is plantar fasciitis, which is obviously something that's pretty tough. It hurts the feet, and I'll tell you what. To me, what this is, it's almost like shutting a guy down to a certain degree. What they're doing to Malcolm is they're giving him the much-needed rest that he needs. So if you look at the way things are, Malcolm will be back for the playoffs. And he needs this rest. Unfortunately, it's pretty painful. And look, I've never done it myself, but I do know that it's an extremely painful type thing. Think about it. Every time you're walking, you step on your feet. So it makes a lot of sense that this guy needs to be off of his feet a little bit, get some much needed rest. He'll be back for the playoffs. I'm not really all that concerned. I'll be honest with you. The Milwaukee Bucks are extremely loaded. He does seem to be the glue that keeps them together, averaging 15.6 a game. But you can't mention what he does just for everybody else on that floor. So I do think there'll be a little bit of a transition period. But with that being said, I've been watching the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously, very closely this year. Bud seems to figure out combinations that you couldn't make up in your head. So I think the guy has a really good feel on what this Milwaukee Bucks team can do with the guys he has. Don't forget, we've got George Hill. George Hill is another crafty veteran guy that will play important minutes for them in the postseason. The Bucks are fine, man. I don't think that this knocks them from being that team that can get out of the East. I really don't. And again, I really feel like Malcolm will be back for the playoffs and for that postseason run.
Without question, Malcolm is the glue in the Milwaukee Bucks magnet.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I have plantar fasciitis, and I have custom orthotics, and I have battled. It went from my right foot to now on to my left foot. And it takes a while. Now, granted, I'm not an athlete, and I'm pushing extra pounds and, you know, than I should be and whatnot. And but it hurts. I will tell you, it hurts.
Yep.
You know, when I was when the PGA tournament was right here at Riviera, and my son and I went just walking around the course. It hurts. Even with the orthotics, it hurts. And this, I don't know what he's going to do. Just let him sit in bed all day or keep his feet up. But, you know, the course has got to run. You know, you guys keep training, so it's going to be tough. He's going to have to heal that, but I think he's a big integral part, as you said. Man, he's definitely the glue in the Bucks magnet. And even though Hill's the Hill's around, they're going to need Malcolm to be 100% for them to make the serious run that, or at least Milwaukee Bucks fans are hoping that they're going to do.
Yeah, hey, let me. I'm going to jump around on a couple of different things with you, if you don't mind. What a week in the NFL, right? You have Antonio Brown going to the Raiders. You have Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets. You've got Odell Beckham going to the Cleveland Browns. Can you think of a bigger shakeup in the NFL than what we had over this past week?
No, and especially now that the Green Bay Packers started signing free agents, is like unheard of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once the Green Bay Packers get into the free agent business and all these other superstars that are moving around, that basically people are saying, you know what, I've had enough with you. You're right. This has been one of the craziest off seasons as we're leading up to the draft. And it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to affect, you know, what how teams are going to move in the draft and what they're going to do with their trying to rebuild or continue on their winning ways. It's very unusual.
You know what I found interesting is you know, Le'Veon Bell goes to the Jets for actually less money than he would have made with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have Antonio Brown going to the Raiders, getting paid the way that he's going to want to get paid. I find it interesting the way that players control so much of what happens now in these different leagues. It's mind-boggling because back in the day, it just wasn't that way, you know. And nowadays, players control the market more often than not. It's crazy, Mitch.
They do. I mean, you know, the players are the ones that are making the money, but the owners are the ones that are paying them. So as long as they keep paying them and giving them what they want, I mean, the players are going to kind of dictate it. The owners have put themselves into that position. And I think less so in football than it would be in basketball and baseball, because, you know, the number of you know, players you need to create super teams.
Yeah.
It's more difficult in those leagues. But when you really need just 5, 6, or 7 guys, you know, or really a core 5 to make a super team, you know, basketball is the easiest way to manipulate that. And, you know, that being said, to jump around, you know, we'll see what happens now that the Lakers are out of it. I mean, they shut down LeBron, talking about shutting down. And, you know,
well, let me jump in there real quick. The way that LeBron looks at that is, look, you don't need to shut me down, man. I'm going to be shut down for the postseason because I'm not going to be playing playoff basketball. LeBron's going to get plenty of rest this summer, which is something that he's never had before. So, and to be honest with you, like Zion Williamson saying, you know, people don't know, they have no idea that I love this game. I want to play this game. I want to be out here with my teammates. And the people that said I didn't want to that I shouldn't be playing, they're stupid. You know what? I kind of think LeBron is doing the same thing in the sense of, look, there's no reason for LeBron to be playing, but he loves the game, man. The guy loves the game, so he's going to be out there. He's going to play. And you know what? He'll get his rest over the summer because he doesn't have to play postseason basketball this year, Mitch.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to play 44 or 46 minutes a game.
Right.
You don't need to shut him down completely. You know,
sure.
Put him in the 30s or something. You know,
okay.
Let's see what they can do with their other talent. Develop that. They can work around him. I guess I misspoke. I said not completely shut him down, but limit his minutes a little bit. You know,
there's no reason. Like what they're doing with Anthony Davis when they play him for 20 minutes and the guy scores like 25 points and doesn't play any of the fourth quarter. See, to me, that's absurd. That's a joke. That's terrible on their part because they probably could have won more games if they would have played the guy in the fourth quarter. Hey, let me ask you this. You mentioned the Riviera last that you attended the Riviera, and obviously we know there's a big golf tournament that's happening right now, the Players' Championship. John Rahm is the guy that's leading right now. But I know you're a huge Tiger Woods fan. And it's amazing that the guy can be playing incredibly well for a long, long time. And then he has that one hole that just takes him out of the equation completely. And I saw Ian Poulter do it as well yesterday when he was trying to hit that tough little shot over the water there. But have you to me, the difference with Tiger is he doesn't have the ability to rebound the way that he used to be able to rebound. And therefore, I feel like that's why it's going to be tough for him to ever get another major, because it just seems like there's going to be that one hole that becomes a disaster for him.
Well, it's, you know, that one hole becomes a mental game. And listen, I always have that one hole. For me, it's usually actually three or four holes, but that doesn't matter. I mean, I think I still believe he has it in him. I think he's just got to get over that hump, you know, having the confidence. I think physically he seems like he's back. But there's a lot more players now who physically have taken the Tiger Woods approach. I mean, you look at these guys, they're all studs. They're all physical. They're all athletes, you know. I mean, you don't have guys walking around with beer guts anymore. There's not John Daly's, for the most part, anymore out on the tour. So the competition is fierce, more fierce. But I do believe in Tiger and his ability to get back on track. And I think that there'll be a run. Just wait. You know, Augusta's around the corner. You never know what can happen.
Go ahead.
Jump around one more time. How about all the disappointed people out of Indian Wells yesterday when Rafa dropped out of the tournament?
Yeah, that was terrible, man. I mean, you know, that would have been the 39th matchup between Fed and Rafa. Obviously, incredibly disappointing. And, you know, it's interesting. The other night, Gael Monfils had to withdraw as well. The night after, he looked incredibly good on the court, was moving fantastic, and allegedly he had some sort of an Achilles problem. It's amazing that these guys go down the way that they do, or the gals for that matter, on the tennis tour. But you're right, man. It's definitely disappointing. You know, that would have been pretty cool to go out there and see that in the Palm Desert area, where you could have seen Roger and Nadal one more time, because let's be honest, man, that's coming to an end real soon.
And by the way, those nosebleed tickets were going for over $1,500.
That's insane.
For yesterday. And hey, I had a friend who was going to go, and thank goodness he didn't, because boy, those people were very disappointed yesterday.
Hey, just a kind of a cool little tidbit for you, since you obviously know about that facility out there in Indian Wells. I've played on Stadium One, man. I've been on that court. It is electric. It is amazing. You can feel really, really small in that arena, and it is very close to what they have in New York. So it's the real deal, is what I'm really trying to say. That is playing in a major, in a huge, big time atmosphere there in Indian Wells, and it's special. And unfortunately, we didn't get to see Roger and we didn't get to see Nadal, but we are going to see Roger and team. And I think that's going to be an interesting matchup, you know, because for a long, long time, to be honest with you, team was baby Fed. I mean, they do a lot of things very similar. So if you're not familiar with his game, watch it. It's almost like watching a mini Federer, but he's not so mini, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, of course, Andy Dorf on Sports has played center court at Indian Wells. I mean, come on now. Who are you kidding here, Andy? You got game. You should be in that dang tournament, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'm a little past my prime now, but you know what? It was fun back in the day. And again, that's just an unbelievable atmosphere there. Hey, let me wrap up with you on this. You mentioned the Brewers. What's the sky? What's the limit for your Milwaukee Brewers this season?
Well, I'll let you know on May 25th when I'm there for Miller Park at Miller Park for a game. I'm looking forward to that. You know, the bar was set high. The Brewers look like they were the real deal last year, and there's no reason to believe that they're not going to be in it this year. But baseball's a funny sport, man. You really can't predict what's going to happen. It's a long season, 162 games, and anything can happen in terms of injuries. Guys getting hot, guys being not. I mean, you know, overpay here, underpay here. You never know what happens in baseball. I mean, it's amazing, you know, when you have dynasties in baseball that they can keep up with it. But you don't see that as much anymore. You know,
I'm with you.
Sure, that, you know, the Red Sox are there. You know, the Dodgers have been there, but consistently winning championships is not. And I hope the Brewers are able to take it to the next level. I mean, hey, let's hope we got a little bust Brewers and give the Packers a little kick in the tuchus for some momentum next fall, huh?
Absolutely, Mitch. As always, man, a true pleasure talking sports with you, my friend. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye, everyone.
Mitch in Santa Monica, man. I love that guy. Anyway, so passionate about sports and bringing it back to my roots there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with those Nicolet Fighting Knights getting it done. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to wrap it up on the other side. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be back.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time today here on Sunday. I'm always with you 8 till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website too, people. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by the way, in case you don't know, I do come back late night. I do the Sports Overnight America Weekend Recap. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so I'll be back to do that. And obviously, we'll be talking a lot about March Madness tonight. It's going to be obviously a big topic throughout the week and the next couple few weeks. Going to be fun. Going to be a great ride. If you're not into it, it's time to get into it, I guess is what I'm trying to tell you. And like always, I always have a parting shot for you about what I'm thinking in the sports world and where my mind is at and where my head is at. And truth be told, man, my head is in a good spot right now. We've had an unbelievable week in the sports world. When you think about all the transactions and everything that's happened in the NFL with the player movement, I'm excited, man. I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about what we're going to be seeing on the NFL fields next year. And those guys that move places, we'll see if life is better for them somewhere else. You know, Antonio Brown had it pretty good with a guy named Big Ben Roethlisberger throwing him the football. That's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I don't know if Derek Carr is on that same level. Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets with a Darnold kid who's in his second season. That's not the same as being with Big Ben, who's been around for a long, long time. Is he going to help that? Absolutely. Le'Veon Bell is going to help that 100%. Don't get me wrong. But I think that if you're expecting the same types of numbers out of these guys, I think you're a little bit insane. I really do. And I think that they're insane for thinking that life is easy without a guy like Big Ben Roethlisberger. Anyways, I hear the music. I hear my exit. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Thanks to my callers. Thanks to Mike Wilson for trying. Thanks to John Poulter. And obviously, thanks to Scott on the other side of the glass. I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.